Hello and welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I'm Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College.
A weed can be defined many ways. Ralph Waldo Emerson defined weeds as a plant whose virtues have not yet been discovered. Some call it a plant out of place. However you decide to define it, all you need to know is that it is taking your soil nutrients and if not managed in time, will set hundreds or thousands of seeds to cause many more problems down the road.
We all know cash flows are tight this year, but if we don't control weeds now, next year's cash flow will be pinched tighter. Every weed in your field is taking up resources you'll have to replace next year. By taking on weed control costs now, we're helping to ensure future returns by decreasing the weed seed bed.
Fall is an excellent time for weed control, not only in the field, but also for controlling weeds in lawns and around the house. As always, be sure to get these weeds when they are in the right state for optimal weed control. For many perennials, especially Canada thistle, the plants are most susceptible when the rosette stage, or if the plant has bolted up and flowered, consider mowing to promote new growth, then apply herbicide. Be sure to always follow label instruction. As Levi mentioned earlier, these weeds now can have an impact on your bottom line later. Earlier this spring, we experienced a high amount of wheat streak mosaic virus across the region. With proper weed management in the fall, we can greatly limit the incidence of this disease in the future.
There are many ways weeds can eat at your bottom line. We typically think of fertilizer and water intake, but they can also harbor insects and diseases. Proper weed management can benefit your operation in a multitude of ways. As we tighten our belts and our budgets, weed control costs are one area to examine. Are we applying at the right time? Are we utilizing our chemicals in a way to avoid herbicide resistance? Herbicides are one tool in our toolbox. Are we using this tool responsibly?
That's all we have for you today. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at 701-456-1100 or come visit us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota. I'm Ryan Beto.
And I'm Levi Helmuth. Be kind on the roads and patient in the fields.
Have a good one.